Lovely. Thought I'd start this off with a bit of traffic ambiance for all that for all the Google Maps lovers. I'm just down the bottom of Farley Road in the capital of Surrey, a place called Wallingham. It's a bloody nice day. Oh, hold on, who's it? Hi guys! Just thought I'd jump on, because after last episode I've been overwhelmed with emails and from people asking about my skin routine. of course they haven't. Yeah, my face looks like a bloody weathered old dog chew. Rawhide. Yeah, there's a nice reference for anyone in their 70s. Jack Tidball here, out for another stroll. Not gonna lie, feel a bit weird today. Just finished The Beekeeper of Aleppo. Don't worry, this isn't gonna be a book review, you know, book club or anything like that. Just gonna say that I recommend it, and totally unexpected, but Croydon gets a little mention in there. Not gonna say when or who or how or what or why or when again, but yeah, it's really sort of anchored home just how close potentially come to some of these people. Pretty sure it's fictional, but you know, people with similar stories and whatnot. Anyway, yeah, phenomenal book, give it a go. Bit of admin that came up from last time. In the last one, I was talking about Will Smith's love of Shrek, as if I was talking to the actual dude and not his character. His character in I Am Legend is the key bit of information that didn't come up. I don't think that's going to be the first time. Got a bit of a habit of just ignoring the character names and just putting the character in that situation. Probably off the back of Arnold Schwarzenegger films. look up some of his character names, they just totally don't fit what he looks like. But anyway, yeah, I'll just get home, stick the DVD in. Oh, I wonder how Willard's getting on. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, he's on his own in New York. Oh, there's tigers and bloody zombies everywhere. Oh, how crazy. Oh, it's getting dark. Oh, I hope you'll be all right. Oh my God, oh. Do I double down? Yeah, well, you know, the next day. Oh! Willard's really struggling financially, isn't he? Isn't he got a Rubik's Cube? That's nice. Is that his real boy? Oh, isn't he well behaved? Oh, what a nice boy. What are they sleeping in a bloody bathroom for? It's dirty in there. Somebody's trying to get in, you sillies. Get out of the way. Ah, dear. Yeah, that's my impression of the voice inside my head, if that wasn't completely apparent. That's all that admin out the way. Let's get down to business. I saw a deaf postman the other day. Name it a sign for that. Lovely stuff. So, what we're going to talk about today? I did fancy setting up a segment. It was going to be called, Ways to Know That You're an Arsehole. So it's a list of stuff that only an arsehole would do. Oh God, I think I've gone into someone's back garden here. Shit. Yeah. But I suppose the biggest way to know you're an arsehole is if you've made a list on your telephone of reasons why everyone else are arseholes. Well, I've said arsehole too much now. This is meant to be a nice sort of relaxing audio mashed potato of a podcast, wouldn't it? But that's oh, that's gone out the window in episode 2. Oh, I definitely need to get out of here. That is actually someone's garden. Shit. But yeah, let me find my list and I'll rattle off a few, see how this goes. Hold on, just open up the folder. I haven't handwritten these all out onto paper. I think that'll be that's the next level of insane. Oh, wonder how Jack Nicholson's getting on. Oh, that story's a bit weird. Why has he written the same thing over and over again? Oh, that's bloody strange. Yeah, what's he got planned with that axe? Oh, careful, mate. Yeah, she's on the other side of that door. You'll have her bloody eye out. Okay, right. We've got it. Here we go. Ways to know you're an arsehole. Yeah, I've written some of these because it's literally things I do myself, but but a drunken self-hate. Why not utilise it? But yeah, number one, if you bless yourself after you sneeze, certified arsehole behaviour. Number two, if you choose, yeah, I agree with this one. Yeah, if you choose ready salted crisps over any other flavour, like even if there's, yeah, no, ready salted is just the shittest crisps, I suppose I'm trying to say there. If after someone says me too, you decide to say me three. Right, number four sort of follows on. If someone has said me three, you recognise a comedic pattern emerging, and then you say me four. Yeah, of course the level of arseholeness there is increasing relative to how high the numbers go. Oh dear. Yeah, number five, if you only pick up your dog's shit in the park if someone's around to see you, that's that I'm very guilty of. And yeah, now that's five. I think we'll stop there. Why not a little number six? Well, speaking of dogs, yeah, if you've you're an arsehole if you've ever shaken hands with a dog. Oh, that's not fair. Yeah, well, it's true though, isn't it? Deary me. But yeah, if you're thinking that section sounded a little bit like a poor man's version of unpopular opinions on Greg James, does it? Yeah, I've never heard of the guy, so what are you going to do? Remember, guys, the email is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Why not send me some of your own reasons for being an arsehole? That'll be bloody swell. Deary me. Okay. This is a different level recording these when there's people around. Absolute nutcase. Just pretending I'm on my phone. Yeah, Halloween. Halloween's in a couple of days, isn't it? Topical chats with on the Tidbits pod. Yeah, I mean, Halloween was never a big thing for me back in the day. But I think now just people just dress up too well now, don't they? It's actually frightening. Well, here's a little Tidball top tip. If you ever want to do some murdering, Halloween, isn't it? It's like the bloody purge. I mean, you could dispose of a body, just do the murdering, take them to the bins behind the back of your favourite supermarket, and people would be like, Yeah, great costume, yeah. You're really committed to the character, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm surprised. It probably does happen, doesn't it? It's probably actually quite a bleak thing to touch on. Bit of light-hearted murder on the Tidbits pods. But yeah, I was just saying, Halloween in general. Trick-or-treating, actually, as well. I mean, imagine voluntarily going up the house of some sort of smelly old Tory, you know, all innocent, whatever. Oh, hello, boys. Oh, you look nice. Oh, hello, what are you supposed to be? Oh, a sunflower, that's not very scary. Oh, a trick or a treat, is it? Trick or a treat? Yeah. Oh, yes, well, I like treats. Any of you want a massage? Stop that there. Too many voices, man. There's the feedback that I'm going to get from this one. I can smell it immediately. But yeah, Halloween, just bin it off, lads. Let's just join me in sitting in with, well, a few nice films, and just let's just wait for Christmas. Bin it off completely. But, segue again. What's that song? Here we go. So let me pipe in one of my favourite moments in sort of recent music, and it's got a reference to Tories in there. So right, here we go. Bit of editorial magic. You'll hear me piping it in now. From a country where coke's no joke. Why the fuck you think the queen named the son Charlie? Yeah, we fucking party. Middle fingers up like fuck the Tory party. Oh, right, I hope that worked. When the little guy in the back goes, Slags! Oh dear, that makes me smile every single time. I can't play the whole thing on here, but yeah, that whole verse is actually quality, like full of punchlines. Yeah, it's Cass is Dead. And what's it? It's called All Hallows, actually, the song, so... Yeah, all ties in. Oh, thanks to my mate Chip, actually, for that, because I robbed it of one of his playlists, so I guess you could call that a recommendation. Speaking of music, I do make a little playlist every Sunday, which has been just for me for now, as you can see by, you know, no one ever listens, but... They're nice little lists and bit of variation. So just have a butch. Pretty varied, yeah. I mean, had a bit of Bieber on there last week. Not made of stone. And yeah, get involved if you fancy. Tidball 1. So Tidball 1. Type that into Spotify and you'll get a whole load of lists and whatnot. Hey man, who's your favourite Beatle? Gotta be Jeremy. Ah, dearie me. So I'll say, yeah, that's about enough for me from today, I reckon. Fancy going home and mulling over a few things. Just had an exciting chat with one of my pals. More good things to come. I won't say much, but... yeah, very exciting day. And I'm just going to go home, dry off, watch The Last Samurai. Do I? Alright, one more. Oh, I wonder how Thomas is getting on. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, he's in Japan. Oh, Billy Connolly, look. Oh, don't he look smart? Oh, he looks lovely, yeah. Oh, Thomas is sword fighting with a samurai. Oh, he's ever so handsome. Yeah. Oh, I like the flutes and the slow motion and stuff. That's nice. Yeah, lovely. Oh, slow down that sake. Oh, God, you get bloody drunk, Thomas. Oh, dear. Oh, what are you like? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, leave him alone, guys. Yeah, he's only got a sword and you've got bloody great machine guns. It's not bloody fair, is it? Oh, God. That started off as the voice inside my head, and now think it's gone into the realms of Marjorie Dawes. So, love it, guy. Love it. Yeah. Oh, my. It's embarrassing. Anyway, yeah. So let me, on that bombshell, I'm out. Yeah, I told you I was feeling a bit weird, didn't I? But, yeah. Tidbitspod at protonmail.com. These podcasts aren't going to have a schedule, really, so I reckon subscribe just so you don't miss out. And yeah, thanks for listening, you wonderful soul. I sense good things for you. I'm always sticking up for you in the staff room, you know, when other teachers are having a go. I think you're a good kid, and just follow your heart, keep doing what feels right. Oh dear, love you, and I will catch you next time. See ya.